This is the second part of our story about the February 25th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting. The board members had invited faculty representatives from Greenbank Elementary Middle School, Marlinton Elementary School, Hillsborough Elementary School, and Marlinton Middle School to engage with them in a discussion about the proposed transfer of Marlinton Elementary School's fifth grade to Marlinton Middle School. Here are just a few of the comments from that discussion. Greg Morgan, a music teacher at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, said he has no opinion about this since it doesn't involve the Greenbank School. Nicole Dilley, a fifth grade music teacher at Marlinton Elementary School, said she has no strong opinion either about the proposed move and trusted the Board of Education to make the right decision. Gina Hardesty opposes the transfer, saying that, quote, fifth graders are still kids, 10 years old, and not yet ready to be up there, unquote. Caitlin Ratchford, a kindergarten teacher at Marlinton Elementary School, said she is neither for nor against the proposed move, but questioned what would happen to the current fifth grade teachers at Marlinton Elementary School. She also handed out a paper on which she had listed some pros and cons of the move. Here are some of her pros. It would be a way to alleviate the crowded conditions at Marlinton Elementary School. There would be less kids attending school in a flood zone, and there are better education resources available for the fifth graders at the middle school. And now some of her cons. There will be less staff at Marlinton Elementary School. Students still need nurturing even at the fifth grade level. And since Greenbank and Hillsborough schools would be allowed to keep their fifth grades, why shouldn't Marlinton Elementary also keep theirs? Mr. Beam addressed Caitlin's concerns about what would happen to the current fifth grade teachers. He said that those teachers would probably lose their present jobs and would need to reapply at Marlinton Middle School. He added that unfortunately there is no guarantee that they will all be selected to those new positions if other teachers with higher levels of certification also apply. Dustin Lambert, the principal at Marlinton Middle School, said his school has the classrooms, the facilities, and the flexibility in scheduling to keep the fifth grade students totally separate from the eighth grade students. He added that probably 100% of the Marlinton Middle School staff would support having the fifth grade at the middle school. Board President Joe Walker and board member Justin Dilley each said that any decision about this move should probably be put off until after the comprehensive educational facilities plan is done. That plan will set the facility plans for the next 10 years. Waiting for this would probably mean that the move would not occur next school year, if at all. The board approved the resolution for an ESCO energy audit that can only begin when the Board of Education directs Wendell Energy Services to start it. They approved a list of community volunteers which can be found, along with the personnel agenda approved at this meeting, on the Allegheny Mountain Radio website with this news story. The board approved the following as volunteer sports coaches: Thomas Motes, baseball coach at PCHS, Lauren Goodwin, track coach, boys and girls at PCHS, Justin Kerr, softball coach at PCHS, and Derek Taylor, Chastity Taylor, Melissa Nelson, and Scott Garber as basketball coaches at Greenbank Elementary Middle School. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.